We want to make sure that first and foremost, the soil is as much of a sponge as possible. And so the more we can increase its ability to soak up water, its ability to hold water and filter water and let it do what it's naturally, you know, been created to do, the less offsite issues we're going to have. So the less flooding we'll have, flash flooding specifically that we'll have because the soil can infiltrate the water. The cleaner the water will be that ends up at our drinking water facilities that has to be cleaned. So that's less cost to the drinking water citizen. Also, farmers who have soil that's more sponge-like can withstand summer droughts better and have crops that make it through the summer better when we have less rain, because those roots are still getting to soil moisture that was there in the springtime.
So it's up to farmers? It's up to farmers to track their own land, or is it up to big business?
Yeah, so it's up to all of us who shop at grocery stores and how we make choices. And so we see in the marketplace today a number of larger food and beverage companies making goals towards improving soil all the way back to the farm gate in their supply chains. So that may be how corn is grown, how soybeans are grown, how pigs and chickens and cows are grown, how dairy animals are grown. And so these larger companies are trying to make claims and trying to improve soil health so that in the future, their supply is not disrupted. So that in the future, when we do have the extremes of climate change, which we're already seeing today, they still have corn available to make X product. And so they see as the long game, they need to get to the farm gate and help farmers make those changes. So we work with a number of companies that are putting money where their mouth is and offering cost share for farmers that want to add cover crops so that over time, the companies share in the learning curve that the farmer has to bear when they try a new practice.
You talked about making decisions at the grocery store. I might see a label like organic and I might say, well, that's probably good, but that's expensive.
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of label overload. And I'd say the companies that I see making the biggest impacts haven't necessarily pushed towards a change in a label. They might be putting something on like their mayonnaise that says sustainable soy or cage-free eggs or something that doesn't have actually a lot of policing behind the label, but it's a marketing tool. And hopefully they're doing it in earnest where they're actually working towards sustainable soybeans and sustainable corn and cage-free eggs. And so those would be the products to look for. Also, just millennials and others shopping a little differently, maybe buying less packaged goods and more fresh goods, that'll show up back to the companies. Like our sales of ketchup are down or our sales of cereals are down. What can we do to brand our products to be actually making an impact?
In some ways, you translate between farmers and corporations.
We'll, you know, receive phone calls from farmers who are making changes on their farm. They want to try something out new. We find them another farmer in our network who has already done that practice. And we say, okay, call Joe. I know he's already tried this. He or she have already tried this. Call Wendy. She would be a great resource. And then the goal is to get those farmers to talk to other farmers as much as possible. And then we can say to the companies, hey, support this activity. These farmers are curious. They want to try these new things that save them money. Oh, and happen to improve soil health. Why don't you co-invest in that? Because then you can sustain your supply and you can, you know, make the claims that you're helping to reduce the impact of climate change on the globe, which is good branding, which is good marketing.
What are some other examples of some of these new techniques?
Yeah, and they're not very new. They're actually very old. So extended crop rotation integrated with livestock is the core of what we would love to see more on the farm and what farmers would actually love to see more on the farm. So over the last 100 years, in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, we have gone to a system where we just grow corn and soybeans. And there's lots of reasons why we're there, but today this is mostly what we grow. And those two crops only grow for about 5 months out of the year on the landscape. And then the other part of the year, we used to grow things like alfalfa and red clover and oats and wheat and things called small grains and legumes. We used to grow those opposite corn and soybeans. And as markets have left the Midwest, farmers have stopped growing those crops. But farmers would like to grow those crops. They know it's improves corn yield, it improves soybean yields, it breaks pest cycles, it reduces their need for lots of purchased fertilizer, it reduces the need to spray fungicides. It really is good, but they have no place to sell these products. So we would help farmers think about, okay, how can we work cover crops into that system? How can we find markets for small grains again? How can we work with big food and beverage companies to realize if they really want to have an impact, they need to start bringing markets back home?
As you come back, what would you say is unique about the soil that you grew up around in Northern Illinois?
Well, it's some of the best soils in the world, literally, and I'm not just making that up. So very high productive capacity, decently well-drained. We do need tile because some of it will pond when we get a lot of rain. Good organic matter. So it can really produce high-yielding crops. And that's great. And so I think back on my upbringing, like, to whom much is given, much is sort of required. So if we're given these really good soils, we need to take care of them so that they take care of us and others. And at the way we're doing agriculture today, we are not taking care of them. We are having erosion issues. We're losing nitrogen through our soil, which is causing pollution offsite and even our own wells that we derive water from in small towns around Northern Illinois. So it's time to get back to some diversity on the landscape and grow crops, still continue to do agriculture, but grow other crops that we haven't grown in the last couple decades. And that's going to really help us in the future withstand these extremes that we all know are going to happen.